This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Marianne Harrison.
How are you, Marianne?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. And Marianne is the CEO of John Hancock. Now, almost everyone has heard of the name. You've been around since 1862. You've had 8,000 global employees. So we're going to later on go into your leadership philosophy and then the exciting part about your transformation. But first, let's start off. As CEO, what does the organization of John Hancock mean to you?
So John Hancock, it's a pretty special organization because it focuses on meeting consumers' needs, primarily on the insurance side, but also on the wealth management side. So it's really making sure that people are protected when it comes to their future, whether it is loved ones that you're leaving behind, making sure that there is monies for them so that they can continue forward on the insurance side, or whether it's on the wealth side, just to make sure that in retirement that you have enough money in which to live.
So let's talk about the whole organization. You became CEO in 2017. By nature, you're a CPA. What was your first thinking when you became CEO? And I know you didn't push for it. It just sort of evolved, right?
It did. It did evolve, actually. And I came from Canada in order to take on this role as CEO. And it's been very interesting because when I came down here, I'm the first female CEO of John Hancock ever.
And since 1862.
Way to go. Thank you.
Love it.
Yes. So it. But what surprised me a little bit was the reaction. Actually, I was surprised at how that really was a big deal in the community. That first female CEO that John Hancock has ever had. And I guess it made me step back and say, have we really come as far as we think we have come when it comes to diversity and inclusion? And that's something that has been high on my list, and it's been really important that we focus on that, especially having seen the reaction from when I came down. And so we've been doing a lot of different things. One of the things we did is hire a D&I individual to help us through this as an organization, because it really does need focus and special attention.
Well, okay. So as all my listeners know, this is a core issue to me. I've been preaching for like at least 5 years. We need to get to 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. That's still only 10%, which is pretty embarrassing, but at least it's critical mass. We're only at 34 right now, so it seems mathematically impossible that 6.8% of the talent has risen to the top. So it's not just to do the right thing, it's an economic issue as well.
No, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we're trying to do is we're setting targets for ourselves to make sure that, you know, from a gender perspective, we're hitting what we think is necessary at different levels within the organization so that we can help see females through and up through the ranks. I think naturally having a woman leading tends to attract more women into the organization as well, which I always think is a good thing. But we do have to have a much more focused effort on it. A couple of things that we're trying to do is on the recruiting side. So making sure that we have a diverse candidate slate. So when we're using external recruiters, saying I require, you know, at least 50% or 40% of the candidates, to, not just from a gender perspective, but I would also say ethnicity. I always try and talk about diversity with the capital D, so it's more than just the gender side. But looking at a diverse candidate slate, trying to do things more from a blind perspective, not having names, just reviewing the qualifications of the individual, and not being biased one way or the other.
So wait, I want to interrupt you. You will then, you're saying you will just, when you're interviewing, because everyone wants new practices, you will just have the qualifications and you will remove the names?
We can remove the names. And also,
you
one
know who did that, by the way? The Philharmonic. When they were interviewing, they didn't want certain, I remember a guy played trombone, and they didn't want a certain person. And so they said, we're doing it behind a curtain.
Right.
And unexpectedly, a really young person won out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great practice.
Yeah. Another practice that we've done is our job descriptions. So we actually have a program that will look at all of our job descriptions and take out the biased language anywhere in the in the job description.
Give me an example of what bias language would be.
So it could be something where, you know, aggressive or highly energetic or something that might suggest one way versus another. And I always find women, myself included, are always harder on themselves when it comes to job descriptions. That typically you would look at a job description and feel you have to tick every little box before you would apply for a role. Where you really shouldn't look at it that way. And I do believe that men don't look at it necessarily that way, because the idea is that you're moving into a new job, that you are trying to learn something new. So you don't necessarily have absolutely every qualification. But women are pretty hard on themselves and tend to feel that they need absolutely everything ticked off.
It's absolutely. Speaking of, my friend is Sharon John. She's the CEO of Build-A-Bear. And she said that women will only apply if they have at least like 95% of what's needed, while men will apply if they have 60%. But since men probably wrote the job description, the woman gets there. When the woman gets there, not only then she gets there, but she's overqualified, so they won't give her the job.
Right.
So it's a double whammy.
It's double whammy, yeah. And I do think that some of these practices helps take that unconscious bias out as well, which makes it better.
And how about for customers? How does this tie in with D&I into your customers and your interactions with customers?
Yeah, and I think from a customer base, I would say more still needs to be done. I think there's more opportunities for us to segment our customers differently and really focus on different aspects of the population, because I do think from a diversity perspective, the people have different needs. And so I think that is something that we can all probably do better at, is making sure that we're meeting the needs of those individual customer segments.
So explain to me, how would you actually go about segmenting the diversity of customer needs?
Well, if I look at women just in general, a number of women actually deal with finances in the home. So a lot of
more than people realize.
And
this next generation, the handover of money is going, I think, something like 71% through women.
Right. So how you talk to those women versus how you might talk to a man could be different. And that's where some of the practices that we're employing, like human-centered design, which is all about...
Wait, human-centered design?
Yes, that's all about engaging...
That sounds cool, but I can't understand it.
It is cool, but what it means is you're engaging with customers as you're designing a product, as an example. So that historically we would design a product and we would put it out there and obviously hope that people like it. Now you're designing a product. You start by listening what to consumers' needs are. So women, different than men, may have different needs that they're looking for. So how do I design that product? And then you start with the specs, take it back out again, and see, does it meet your needs? And so it's really about pivoting and learning and adjusting in terms of the product development. And that's how you can get more at something more specifically for a segment area.
And how do you do that? Is that focus groups? Is it surveys? Is it individual discussions?
Yeah, it's generally focus groups. That's probably the most effective way of doing it.
And what size is the right number?
I think it can vary, but I would say anywhere from, say, 5 to 10, depending on what it is that you're trying to talk to.
I will usually have one focus group of women, one of men. Will you separate them? Will you mix together? How do you do it?
Again, it depends on what it is. So if you're looking at the segments like we were talking about earlier, and you're trying to figure out what drives a woman, then you would have an all-women group. But in general, you would have a mix.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who are reinventing the fabric of America. We're here today with Marianne Harrison, who is the global CEO of John Hancock. And it's a company around since 1862. So right now we've been talking about building a more diverse organization. We're going to work more into transformation, but I want to ask you one more question. So when you hired the D&I officer, what was the job description, and what is the focus of what they're doing? And you have 2 minutes until we take our first break.
So the job description was really trying to move us forward as an organization when it comes to diversity and inclusion, and that's in all aspects. So it's looking at how we're actually acquiring talent. It's looking at how we're managing the talent that we have. How do you promote the talent? It's helping us with our employee resource groups, which are resource groups that we have around the organization. So it's the job description was pretty vast in terms of what the individual was looking at. She has now come in. She's been here for about a year now, and we're already seeing movement. So she's making a difference. And you do that on the ground, talking to the people and trying to understand what actually helps our organization move forward.
What is the website if someone is interested in working at John Hancock? They want to be a broker. They want to be a client.
Yep, it's www.johnhancock.com.
And we've about a minute left before our break. So just tell me what your first day was like as CEO.
Oh, it was interesting, you know, coming here, just trying to meet all the people, I guess, was the big, the most important piece for me initially, and just trying to understand the culture and the environment here that we have at the organization. Culture is really important to me, and I think that as you and I continue in conversation, I'd like to get into the culture a little bit more, because that is something that really helps transform an organization as well.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about that transformation and culture. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are here today with Marianne, who is the CEO of John Hancock. So, let's talk about you come in, and you've transformed on two levels, because one is culture, but a bigger thing is you've also transformed the industry of what life insurance is really about, and you need stuff that you do digitally with that too. So start talking about how you're transforming the industry, and then we'll go into the culture.
So when I first came in back in 2017, the focus was on setting a strategy and really understanding where we wanted to go. So looking at where we see the future going and where we are today and where we think the great opportunities are. And one of the spots where we really thought we could make a difference is how do we, as an organization, work with our customers over the years that we have, because we're kind of in a unique position where our customers are with us for a long period of time. Someone will get life insurance, as an example, in their 30s, say, when they're starting a family, and we'll keep it all the way through until death. So we're in an unusual spot where we have very long relationships with our customers. And so when we started to look forward, you know, who better than to help someone live a long, healthier life? And that's really what we were trying to do on the insurance side of the business. And we came up with a program called Vitality. And the whole idea behind Vitality is that we encourage people to live longer. And we've done it through wearable devices. So whether it's an Apple Watch, a Fitbit, or a Garmin, where people are actually encouraged to exercise. They're encouraged to sleep well. They're encouraged to eat better. All those things will help you in terms of getting rewards on your policy and also discounts towards your policy. But most importantly, it's helping you live a longer, healthier life.
What's an example?
An example
of a customer.
So what happens? Yeah, so a customer will buy the Vitality product. They will get an Apple Watch, and they will actually register with us with that Apple Watch. And then as they do more exercising, they'll get a
let's take that question over. What time is it at?
Yeah, 12:14.
Sorry.
It was about a minute before there.
I couldn't.
You're
going to,
it's diabetes.
I got it.
That's
now.
What we're going to talk about, okay? So what's an example of how you're working with a customer with Vitality?
So to give you an example, if a customer has diabetes, for instance, something that they've been living with and trying to get under control, with this, we're trying to encourage them to exercise more, eat healthier, sleep better. All of those things are helpful for somebody with diabetes and helps them get it under control. So not only will you be helping yourself physically in terms of trying to deal with the struggles that you might have with diabetes, but you're also getting rewarded for it. So we're giving you discounts on your policy. An interesting piece is someone with diabetes tends not to rate as high from an insurance policy. Their premiums tend to be a bit more expensive. And so if you can get a discount of 15% on your policy,
that's a big
number for you. Yes.
And so does it actually have any impact on their health?
Oh, absolutely, because it helps them to control their diabetes more so. And so it is good for them to exercise. Those are the biggest things in terms of helping you with
diabetes. So does Vitality help more with people with diabetes or an acute situation, or does it help more with the general public?
It can help anybody, and I think that's the key message. When we first came out, a lot of people thought it was for people that were healthy, and so people who exercised and paid attention to their diet, but in reality, it's for anybody. It's an opportunity for you to live a healthier life.
Very cool. So now let's talk about culture. You do this whole transformation of industry on healthiness, and how does the culture play into this?
Yeah, so the culture is important that you focus on the culture piece of it as well. And one of the things that we did is refreshed our values. And that is really how we look at our organization and what's important to us as an organization. And that's a big change. We've been focusing on those values and how do we transform the organization more broadly. And it's doing things like obsessing about our customers, thinking big, getting it done together, doing the right thing. And the final one that we really focused on is sharing your humanity, and that's something that we've been spending a lot of time on.
How do you do that?
Actually, we just had a really interesting session called our Signature Series that just happened a couple of weeks ago, and what it was is we had people that applied to be able to tell their story, something personal to them or something that's related to work, whatever it is, to tell their story, and we train them on TED Talks in terms of how do you actually talk.
You train them on how to tell their story.
We did.
What a great idea. What was the response to that?
So we had about 85 people applied. We had 10 people that we actually took through the extensive training program.
How long was the training program?
It was about a month and a half. And they actually just spoke to the team about, I guess, 2 weeks ago. And there were 800 people present. So these people, 10 brave souls, came up and told their stories in front of 800 people live. And it was unbelievable. The stories were very emotional. They were telling us very personal things about themselves. And it was just remarkable to see the reaction from the audience. You could have dropped a pin and heard it drop because everyone was so engaged in the discussion.
How did you come up with an idea like that? It's great. And yes. I've never heard that one before.
No, one of the individuals in our organization actually had the idea and has worked with
TED
before.
So that's the whole thing of big ideas coming in, right?
Yeah, bring your big ideas and let's try. It took about 10 seconds to for them to sell the idea to me because I thought it was wonderful. And not only was it great for all the employees to hear the stories of their fellow workers, but it was great for those 10 people in terms of just even the public speaking. What they learned from this was phenomenal.
And here's the next level of that. Imagine next year. I bet you're going to have people line up where next year you have more than 10 people wanting this, and you're really going to have to, you know, siphon it down.
Absolutely. After we had a reception and everybody was talking about it, and the number of people that said, oh, this was really exciting, I'd love to do this. And there were a lot of tears that day, I might add. So some of the conversations were very personal.
Is there any way someone could Google this on YouTube or something?
We are actually putting it on our YouTube channel. It's not quite there yet, but I think in a couple of weeks it'll be out there. Well worth listening to.
That sounds good. So let's now talk about, are there any, as a leader, any unique things that you do when you wake up in the morning, you say, this is what's most important to me. This is a practice I learned, and now that I'm CEO of this venerable organization, I can employ these ideas.
Yeah, I think it's about leading from the top and bringing energy to the organization and getting people excited about our mission and our values and what's important to us as an organization. I think those are probably the most critical pieces, and my job is really to help invigorate everybody. It's also to help get the problems out of the way, so make sure that people have paths for success, and so a lot of problem solving.
How do you get problems out of the way?
Well, people are trying to deal with issues, having them funnel up to me, and then dealing with the problems head on. I think, in making the tough decisions in one way or the other in order to make the path easier for people to get their work done.
Is it really hard? How do you make these tough decisions? Because now you have people's livelihood on the line.
Yeah, I think it's just about listening is probably the most important piece of that, is you really have to listen to what the issues are and what the people are saying to be able to respond to it.
So you've 1 minute left. Let's talk about the future of John Hancock.
Absolutely. I think the future looks great. You know, we've been doing a lot of transformational change. We're trying to be very innovative in our thinking and what we do. And my goal is to make sure that we continue to be innovative and help lead the industry. You know, the life insurance industry especially has somewhat been in the dark ages for a long time. How we deal with customers in the past is different than how we need to deal with customers as we move forward. And so I think it really is about putting the customer at the forefront and making them the center of everything that we do.
Human-centered design.
Absolutely.
Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for having me here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Suzanne Foster. How are you, Suzanne?
I'm good, thank you.
And Suzanne is the president of Stanley Healthcare. Now, I think everyone's heard of Stanley Black & Decker, founded in 1843. Not everyone, in fairness, has heard of Stanley Healthcare, but some of the things that you're doing are completely transforming the caregiver's life and patient's life. Talk about what Stanley Healthcare is.
Sure. So we're a company that, like you said, is a division within Stanley Black & Decker, fairly new. Over the last decade, Stanley Black & Decker has acquired and developed some interesting technologies that they finally brought in under one business unit called Stanley Healthcare. And even though you may not have heard of Stanley Healthcare, I'm sure many of you have heard of a lot of our technologies. We're number one in infant protection with a brand named Hugs and Kisses. So anyone who's been to a maternity unit will see that babies wear a little anklet that protects the babies from being taken off the maternity ward. That's us. We also have wander management technology that prevents people from leaving facilities if they have some kind of dementia or other issue for which they need to be kept in a business or in a residential setting. We have nurse call, fall monitoring, and real-time location solutions. So although our portfolio is very broad, it's a portfolio of brands up until now where we're trying to get the word out that those brands are actually all coming from Stanley Black & Decker, specifically Stanley Healthcare.
And so the concept, if I try to simplify this, Suzanne, is that Stanley Black & Decker had this whole expertise in terms of manufacturing and actually in terms of door and automatic doors. People don't know the number one in the world, right?
That's right.
But you've taken these and you put them into healthcare settings. Is that the correct sort of concept?
That is the correct concept, yes.
And here's the big thing, though, and I'm on healthcare boards, as a lot of the listeners know, and I've been involved in healthcare for years, but there's something that you do completely differently with your technologies and your information is you're focused on the caregivers, and I don't know anyone else who really has that sole focus on the caregivers.
Sure. So our purpose or what we stand for is about empowering caregivers. And so we bring that lens to everything that we do. And think about it like this. I've been in healthcare my whole life as well. Everything's always about the patient. You know, I was a clinical social worker. I was a healthcare attorney. I've worked for medical device companies. And you're always thinking about the patient at the end of the day. When I came to Stanley Black & Decker, what I realized was the technologies that we provide all empower the caregivers to do their job, meaning care for the patient. We don't directly care for the patient at Stanley Black & Decker, but what we do is we optimize environments to make them safe, to make them secure, to help the caregivers do less administrative duties, take out the logistics, and improve efficiencies. Now, you know, hospital CEOs will tell you that the margins are often a challenge in healthcare.
Often like 1%.
Yes. A challenge is probably understating how much of a thin margin that they operate on. And I've watched healthcare through the decades go after wages, device pricing, pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. But really what the next evolution of healthcare costs, what they have to go after are the administrative cost and the logistics and how to become more efficient.
Let's go into that word, logistics, because this is a whole new concept of looking at healthcare costs. Now, when you were talking about the logistics, how exactly does that tie in?
So much of the business of healthcare is moving patients around, right? Mm-hmm. From their home to perhaps an assisted living or a skilled nursing facility to the hospital, and patients bounce around. And without a connected infrastructure, that information has to be recreated every transition. And for those of you who have even cared for an aging parent or someone with a health condition, you know you go to one doctor and then you go to another facility and you have to repeat the entire story, right? Oftentimes that information doesn't pass around. And the healthcare workers spend so much of their time figuring out those logistics, where they're trained nurses and trained physicians.
And they absolutely hate that. They just want to be with the patients and giving care, but now they're stuck on all the logistics. I get it.
And that's what we're trying to solve for. We think we're uniquely positioned because we have technologies that we sell into the largest hospitals, into senior living facilities, and most recently in our health at home market. And the whole vision for the company is about how we bring that information together in a more fluid and productive way so that the caregivers, whether it's paid or unpaid caregivers, can spend more time caring for the people that they need to care for.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Suzanne Foster, who is the president of Stanley Healthcare, and we're talking about a whole new way of focusing on logistics. So give me an example of one hospital system that you're working with and the type of work that you're doing that's helping to free up the caregivers.
Sure. So we are in about the top 1,500 hospitals in the United States.
Out of the 5,000, so you're in the top third, really.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Our technologies right now work best in the larger institutions because it's about asset tracking and people tracking. Now, that may sound a little funny, but what I mean by that is imagine if you have to find an infusion pump and you're in the middle of caring for a patient, and you're like, I can't find that infusion pump. Where is it? Our RTLS, or real-time location solution software, you can immediately pull it up and say, oh, there's one two rooms down. I'm going to go grab that, where it would take hours sometimes to find the correct piece of medical equipment. Or let's say you're looking for a particular patient or a staff person. We have sensing and tracking software and devices that allow you to find exactly what you're looking for in that large organization immediately.
Well, that's terrific. So you're immediately solving problems by knowing where everything is, but it's machines as well as people. So you're mentioning before the Wander Guard. So I don't know exactly how that works, but it sounds, is it like a chain around an old patient's neck or something? How does that, it's mostly in skilled nursing, right?
It can be anywhere, memory care, skilled nursing. But yeah, right now it's a wearable, much like we try to have it look just like any old,
and you know, it's for someone maybe with dementia or Alzheimer's.
Or
it could be other people as well.
Right, and sometimes you have a mixed population where some people can go out to the courtyard or leave, so you don't want to lock every door, right?
Mm-hmm.
But certain people, we have to be aware if they're going to leave. So the wearable, whatever it may be, a nice-looking band on their wrist that maybe everyone wears because it's multi-purpose, but that band, when that person goes close to a door, that door will lock.
So the door is going to understand, and that goes into Stanley Black & Decker's leadership on doors. So that's a huge healthcare thing, because otherwise they could just wander off, and that's the person.
Right, so the caregiver, if you've ever been in a facility years ago, as I had mentioned, I was a clinical social worker. I remember we'd have to put people on what we'd call one-on-ones. You would track around with a patient to make sure that they didn't leave. And now you've been able to use solutions, technology to do that, so you don't have a person just following someone around, right? And the person still feels amongst their peers in that unit like they're one of them.
So you have a little over 1 minute left. Talk about hugs and the importance. Anyone who cares about babies.
Sure. So, I mean, abductions are rare and not very frequent, but unfortunately they've happened, right? And so through regulation, many years back, they required some kind of security system to make sure that babies don't leave with the wrong parents. And so Hugs is 20-25 year product at the heart of what we do, and it's around keeping babies safe in maternity units. And it matches, the mother wears a wearable, the baby has a band, and it matches those two so that somehow or another that baby can't be confused and taken off the unit without its proper parent.
That's great. Anyone who wants to find out about you, what is your website?
StanleyHealthcare.com. You can find information about all our solutions, not only in the hospital setting, senior living, and then most recently in our new market, which is Health at Home, where we've come up with a personal home companion. Called OK Priya. It's a little robot-type looking interactive technology.
Wait, I actually am familiar with that, and we are going to talk right about that after the break. And then we're also going to talk about leadership and the future of healthcare. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Suzanne Foster, who is the president of Stanley Healthcare. And we were just talking about in home healthcare, and I'm familiar with this. I actually saw a demonstration. It is on like vitamins and meds. Talk about what that is.
Sure. So as I was mentioning earlier, part of our vision is connecting the hospital, senior living facilities, and home with the idea that we try to keep people in the least acute setting, right? If we can manage people in their home longer, who wants to go to a different setting for their care? And so with this purpose of trying to manage people in their home, we have a new product called Priya. And Priya is a personal home companion that can sit on the counter and administer medications, which is what it does. But the bigger solve is it collapses distance between the caregiver and the person at home, because it has the ability to communicate between your family members or caregivers while you're at home taking your medication.
So you could be like, Dad, did you take your medication? And then this automatically tells you whether you did or not.
Sure. So you could be at work right now and you have an aging mother, let's say, at home, and you're worried, did she get up out of bed? Did she take her medications? And your app would tell you, oh, Mom took her medication. She's doing fine. Or, you know, if you hadn't heard from her, you can call her right from the app, and Priya will, you know, alert her that she has a call coming in from you, and you can check on how she's doing with face facial recognition, but also the ability to video.
So not only are you helping the health of the elderly in home care, you're helping the communications and the fabric of the family.
That's right.
Well done. Well done. So, and I know there are all of these different technologies. Go to the website if you want to learn about that. But let's shift over now into more of your leadership philosophy. Sure. And I know when you came in, the business really, everything took off.
Sure. Yeah, so I came in a little over a year ago now, and there, you know, the early assessment was great technology, but we weren't really growing. And what I found was three things. One is we didn't have a lot of healthcare expertise in the business. So, you know, healthcare is an interesting market with a lot of specialized nuances.
Everything.
And so I immediately brought in some people with some healthcare experience so that we could truly understand the value proposition and tell the story about why the technology is meaningful to the market. The second thing we did is we were viewing ourselves as a technology company and not really as a purpose-driven, mission-driven healthcare company. And so when we looked across the technology portfolio, we said, we're actually a group of technologies or solutions that empower caregivers, and that's when we launched Empowering Caregivers, because that's essentially what we did. That drove the third thing, which was employee engagement. Once our employees understood this bigger purpose of why we exist, it was amazing to see the reaction of our team. We didn't launch any new products this year. It was all the existing products, but we were able to take a fairly, a flat growth business and achieve double-digit growth. And I'm convinced it was simply by establishing our purpose, getting people motivated around that, and then being able to tell our story about why our technologies really make a difference in the marketplace.
And I know, George Halverson, who was the CEO of Kaiser Permanente, and I remember him telling me, Robert, culture eats strategy for breakfast. And talking of culture, you also have someone on your team called the Culture Vulture, who I've met with Bill,
yes,
which is an amazing thing. Talk about that.
Sure. So
it's the first time I've ever heard a Culture Vulture.
Well, honestly, me too. In the last decade or so of leading businesses, one of the things that I've been astonished by is when you can't have a high-growth business without an engaged workforce. I just don't believe it can happen. But you can once engaged culture activates, it's almost like you can't stop it. And our Culture Vulture is really what it is. It's a person who sits on our team that makes sure that all the decisions we're making around people, around our purpose, around innovation is in line with where we're headed, because it will get diluted if you don't pay attention to it, right? And you have to feed and water a culture. You can't just, it'll define you if you don't. So the intentionality about who you want to be and how you want your organization to be perceived, and even when you peel back the covers, what it's like working there, we're very intentional about that. Constantly he is out there talking to employees about how do we get better, what do you need, what obstacles can we remove, what are you frustrated by, what do you like? So we take a very intentional approach.
And he's really fun, too. He plays harmonica with them and does all sorts, and interviews them, asks about everything personal.
Oh, yeah. You could do a whole other show on what he does. He has his own costume these days, musician at heart.
And it's radio, but your smiling is beaming coming out there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about challenges as a leader you've faced and how you've overcome them. Is there any time in your career where you had a challenge? And often that's where we grow the most, from challenges. And because of how you responded, that led to the development of who Suzanne Foster, the leader, is.
Sure. People who have heard me before, it's no secret, and I don't keep it a secret, that in 2015 I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh.
And it was, I thought I was a transparent kind of, open leader prior to that, but I'll never forget coming out of the doctor's office when he told me that I had breast cancer and sitting in my car going, now what do I do? Do I disappear for the next few months and seek treatment? But at that time I had about 800 employees. And I thought, I had this conversation with myself and said, I think they're going to know that I've just disappeared. I was also coincidentally leading a breast cancer business at Medtronic. And I thought in that moment, no, I'm going to leave here and I'm going to go to the office and I'm going to be the poster child for our technology.
That's inspirational. About 30 seconds left. What advice do you have to women who want to be in the leadership position? As you know, I have the personal goal of having 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. Everyone's, you've heard that a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, two pieces of advice real quick. One is, I would say, learn to ignore a lot of advice. What I mean by that is, you know, I came up through law firms, and at the time, one of the few women in law firms, and they wanted you in suits and pants and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, just do it your way, because the authenticity will come out. And the second thing is, I don't think you need to be afraid to kind of be that proud, working mother, female. You know, I brought my kids to lots of meetings before, or left in the afternoon to go watch sports games, never with an apology. But then, you know, you jump back online at night and you finish up. But I wasn't going to sacrifice being the best darn mom I could be, you know, just to come up the corporate ladder, that you can do both.
There you have it. One life. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.